Take a short break. Today we're doing Sheni, the Parsha Devarim. And over here, the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts how he appointed the leadership to continue leading the people. So he mentions three things. That the people, they should have, basically this is Chabad, Chochmo Binodas. He says Chachomim, that's Chochmo, Nevoinim, that is Bino, V'yiduim, and that's Das, so that's Chabad. But Rashi over here, as we know it, these are three different parts of the intellect that we all have, has the Chochmo, the spark, the Bino is the articulation of the spark, and the Das is the connection to the idea what you are studying. But in this context, Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, what's the difference between a chochem and a novin? What's the difference, chochem and novinim? And Rashi actually brings down that this was a question that Arius asked Rabbi Yossi. He asked him this question. What's the difference between chachomim and novinim? It seems to be a duplicate. So he answered him by an example. He says, a chochem is a metaphor that you have a rich money changer, and when he is when people bring him coins to change, he goes ahead and he changes them when they he sees what they are. But if nobody brings him anything, he just sits and wastes his time. He doesn't do anything. So the Chacham only sees when you bring him to him. The Navin is, he is like a money changer who's a tagger. He's a businessman. Which means that when you bring him money to see, other people bring him, I guess the seeing means examine the value, the quality of the money he sees. But when they don't bring him, he goes ahead and it brings from his own. Exactly what his own means, I mean, exactly the meaning of from his own, probably he generates his own business, you know. I mean, he's talking about a tagger, doesn't mean Mishaloy of his own, he goes, checks out of his own. Because that also would make sense with the difference between a wealthy person, wealthy person is not sort of looking so much for business. Don't look for business. So if he has business work, and then he just sits and wastes his time. But then you have a businessman who is not wealthy, apparently, and then he goes out and he looks for business. So one can ask, it seems like the chochem is not a novin. So why does he say both? I mean, he says chachomim unevinim. He wants the chochem and he wants the novin. If the idea is here that it's not sufficient to go ahead and sit, and as Rashi also explains that novinim means mevin dover mitoich dover, which means that you can understand one item from another item, which means to say you don't have to spell out everything to you, but even from one thing that you hear, you can sort of reason and you can figure out another matter. So the question is, if he wanted them to be nevoinim, why does he say also chachamim? Maybe he didn't have enough nevoinim over there, he didn't have enough people. It seems like the novin, the way he's explaining over here, seems like to be on a more higher level than the chacham. But yet, he says the chacham is considered to be an usher, he's considered to be wealthy, and the other one is considered to be more of a tagger, just of a businessman. So I was thinking, you have, the Rebbe once spoke about various different leadership had different ways how they related to their chassidim. Some of the Rebbes, some of the leaders, would sit in their place and they would have the chassidim come to them. They didn't go out to the chassidim. If you take a look in the Rebbe's leadership, the Rebbe always stayed in his four cubits. The Rebbe always stayed in 770, And he never went out of 770. And I remember there was a big to-do when both the Prime Minister of Israel, Menachem Begin, before he went to the Camp David to visit with Carter at the time, he went to the Rebbe. And people said, Prime Minister of Israel is coming to the Rebbe. When the President Shazar, he came several times to the Rebbe, he was the President of the State of Israel. People objected. They said the President of the State of Israel should not go to the Rebbe, but the Rebbe should go to him. It was a big thing for them. And but at the end of the day, the Rebbe stayed in his place. Another thing is, you see, the Shaygidach, when the Rebbe wasn't feeling well, after the Hakofis and in Lamed Ches, it was a situation in which the doctor said that the Rebbe needs to leave 770, his room, and he has to go to the hospital. And all the medical opinions were at the time that you cannot give the ultimate good care in the Rebbe's room as they can provide it in the hospital. So they said the Rebbe needs to leave his place and go elsewhere, move to the other place. But the Rebbe refused that. He said, no. The Rebbe said, anything can be done elsewhere, can be done over here. As a matter of fact, they bought the field hospitals. I remember the time in front of 770, they brought all the machineries with trucks, you know, from the army and from various different places in which they have on the field, different things. They brought everything here. The Rebbe stayed in his place. But yet, you see, the Rebbe sent shluchim all over the world. The Rebbe didn't wait. So it seems like it was both the combination of the chachamim and avonim. On one level, it represents wealth, that you staying on your place, and everybody else, when you are in your place, your ability to affect, your ability to teach, your ability to be able to communicate your holiness and the greatness as the Rebbe had, it associated by the Rebbe with his place, with the place of 770, where his father-in-law was for many years, for the years that he was here. That meant that was a level of ashirus, that was a level of wealth. The wealth was here. Sometimes, you know, when you go on the road, you don't take along, you can't take along all your wealth, all your treasures, you can't take along, as the famous story, in which the person that came and gave regards from the Rebbe, and he thought that he was, it looked like he was very poor. He was surprised that the Rebbe, the Magid, would send, say, to somebody who didn't appear to be like prestigious, why would the Magid send him to go and say hello to this, give regards to this fellow? And he answered him back. He said, you're a businessman, where's all your wealth? So he says, on the road it's different. So he says, I'm also on the road. Basically meaning, when you're on the road, lech lecha, when there's the lech lecha, aderech mema'etes gimel tvorim, the pasuk says there, it still takes away, you don't have all your tools, everything in your place. So real ashirus is when you're in your place. But the ashir is the one that you come to. The combination of the both, to say be the ashir there, but then to use the shluchim, the Rebbe's agents, to go out, that's like the tagger, that's like the businessman. So it was the combination, to send out the shluchim, which every shliach is shliach, shalodim kemoisoi. So that's why there was the both milas. It was the mila of a chochem, the mila of ashirus, but it was also the mila of a tagger, that when there is no business, or to increase and make more business, which means the business is that there's yidden out there that don't have yet a knowledge of Hashem, about Torah, about mitzvahs, about Yiddishkeit, about chassidus, about the Rebbe, so they have to send them out. So therefore, it brings the chachomim and the nevoinim, both of them together. So take those people to send them out, reach the farthest corner, do the business, and then go ahead and take them to bring them back to the Ashir, to the Shulchanei, the Ashir, and he would actually, as you see that, and he would see, they would bring to the Rebbe these neshamas, these souls, for the Rebbe to see, to Rebbe to inspect, as Shem Shabo Liros, Kachbo Liros, came to be seen by the Rebbe, and so it was never a side of Ksheyein, Mevim La Yoshev V'Toya, there's no such a thing. It was always the continuously, the Ashiris was so great that there was never a break, there was never a time to stop. They know that the mailman that used to bring the delivery of the mail to 770, he said this is the most popular address, the place that gets most mail, most than anybody else. And this was the address of 770, that's the place where everybody turned to. So we had the both, we had the Ashiris, and we had the Tiger, we had the Chochem, we also had the Novin, and I guess all together brought down the Inyan, Yiduim L'Shivteichem, brought it down in an Eifem from Yudea, and should hope that this is all going to finally bring that all the sparks that are out there, that came, that are brought back, Laviyah Mishaloi, to bring him his own, bring together, to try, bring the sparks together, will bring us the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Yehovchi Yom Ha'elu L'Sosin L'Simcha.